We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama Daf Ayin Zayin on Beis. We're starting 15 lines from the top of Ayin Zayin on Beis, the middle of a line, Eisvei. We had here Machlokes Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish. If you need to have V'tavchoy and Mecharoy, if both of them have to apply in order to be Chayiv. For example, if someone sells a Treifa, if you're up Shimon Ahol, Shechita Shein Eruy Lech Shpah Shechita, so a Treifa, you can't have a Gonav V'tavach B'chayiv Da'alvehe, because if you shecht it, it's not a Shechita Ruya. So what if you sell a Treifa? A Yechayiv Da'alvehe. So it's Mechlaikas. Rabbi Yechanan says that Yechayiv, so it's a Pata. Why? Rabbi Yechanan says Yechayiv, you don't care if you can't do Tvacha, if you have Mechari, it's enough. Shlaka says, no, it's Pata, you have to have both. And the Gemara brought the same Machlaikas when it came to, the case of Tamimim and Balimum in the same way, that by Tamimim, it's Kacha Aguf. So Rabbi Yechanan said that was the case. It was a case of Tamimim, and there wasn't given L'Shem Bailim. Why not? Because it was Nishpach Adam, Adam spilled, or because it was Shloy L'Shem Bailim, but Shlokas didn't like that pshat. Why don't Shlokas like that pshat? Because he says you can't sell a something with Kotcha Aguf. You could sell him with Baal Mom, you can't sell Kotcha Aguf. So therefore, it does not shy from Mechira. So we have this Machlokes Rav Yechanan Shlokas. Moreover, it says, Eisvei, Rav Yechanan Shlokas. Rav says, you, Rav Shlokas, hold that you could have it, you have to have it both ways, have a kasha for you. Eisvei Yechanan Shlokas. It says, Gonav Kilayim. Someone stole Kilayim v'tavcha, and he shechted it. He steals a behemoth that's Kilayim, and he shechted it. Treifa u'machra. You steal a treifa, a behemoth that's a treifa u'machra, and you sold it. Mishalam v'slumi ababa chamisha. Now, my love, it must be this price is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because it says, Dafka treifa u'machra. Why is it dafka treifa u'machra? Why don't it say treifa everything? Teretz is because Rav Shimon holds that if you shecht a treifa, it's not a shechita ruya, you're not chayiv. That's why it says by a treifa you sold it. So my Rav Shimon, Alma afka less of a tvicha is a mechira, and still you see a chayiv in the mechira. So it's a raya. Rav Yechanan says it's a raya to me because it says treifa and dafka picks the case of machra. That's a raya to me because according to Shlokish, it's part in such a case. Elamai, you tell me he's going according to Rabban to hold this Shechita Ru'uya, Shechita Shein Ru'uya is called the Shechita, but then why do I say Dafka Machra? So that sounds like the Rav Shimon, and still Dafka, and still Machra works. You see, you don't need Tvicha Mechira. You don't have to have to be able to do both. Alma, Afka, less of a Tvicha, is a Mechira. Amalei, Shlokish, no, Loi Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. And therefore, if you sell a tray for Yechayiv, you know why? Because if you shech the tray for Yechayiv also. So it's going with the Rabbanon. That's the Shlokish answers. Freyti Gemara, Rabbanon. Treifa mechira isa b'tvicha lesa. If it's the fear rabbanon, why dafki pick mechira by treifa? Say even tvicha, which is a bigger chiddush. So the elamai. So that's what the Rav Yechanan tells the Shlokas. If it's the rabbanon, why pick dafka mechira? So Shlokas says back the elamai Rav Shimon. So kalayim b'tvicha isa mechira lesa. Okay, so it's Rav Shimon, so it's dafka. So why by kalayim did it pick dafka case of tvicha? Why didn't say mechira do also? Ella, what are you going to say? Tana tvicha v'dun mechira. Ein l'arbananami, tana mechira v'dun tvicha. Echanami, it's lav davka. It says tvicha there, mechira there. It means both. That's how Shlokas wants to answer. Shlokas says that, don't tell me that it's a raya, because it means either or. Haraya, by kalayim, it says davka tofka, even though it can be mechira there. So treifa also. It says mechira can be tvicha also. We're going to rabban also. That's not a raya to the shayla. Rabbi Yechanan Malach, no. Hi, Mai. Yeram Bishlom Rav Shimon. If you say it's Rav Shimon, and then by Treifa, it's Dafka Mechira, not Tvicha. So I need a ton of Treifa Bechada, since Treifa has to be by one, ton of Kalayim Bechada. Therefore, it says Kalayim Bechada. And why did it say Tvicha by Kalayim Punkt? Because that's the first thing in the Pasuk. But Tvacha Bechara is a fixed Tvicha. Eli Amos Rabbanon. But if you go over Rabbanon, what are you saying like this? Just saying there, Venom and Estun, Gonav Kalayim Vitreifa. And Tavkon Mukharon, either Tavkon Mukharon or Shamsu Rabbisha. If it's all the same, so why are you picking a case of one? Bishlam Alfi Rav Shimon according to Rav Yechanan. So if you're Rav Shimon, since by Treifa has to be only Mechira, so by Kalayim we picked one also. Why pick Dafka that one? Because that's the first in the Pasuk. So you pick one case. You can't say both of them Tavkon Mukharon because it's not true. There's no Tavkon on Treifa. But according to Rav Shlokas, you said this price is going according to the Rabbanon. Hold that treifa has tvicha. So just say, you stole a treifa or a kalayim, you're gonna tavach u'machar, yichayit al-vehei. Why did it say 101? Kasha. The Gemara says, Taka, it's a kasha, this is a kasha on Rosh Lakish. So Adkan, this is Mechlekes Rechon on Rosh Lakish, Adkan, that whole shayla with the Bali movement and the Tvimim and the Chagis that have Tvachim Acharei, Adkan, that whole discussion which started off with Rab Shimon Shita in our Mishnah that says that if you steal someone's kachin, that's chayiv achriyusam, the loch is that yechayiv if you steal that owner's oila or shlomim, and the Gemara had a kash about shchita, it's not that there the shchita had to be chayiv for, it's not shchita ruya, and that's why we had a whole discussion of this whole Gemara this past two blot. Now the Gemara just says that it says over here that kalayim yechayiv for the dalvehei on kalayim. That's its mavui over here, right? It's klar. It says yeshecht kalayim yechayiv dalvehei, and the question is like this: we know from learning in Perek Merub already that if someone shechs a gomel, a sus or whatever, or something like that, is yechayiv dalvehei? The answer is no. Only a shor aseh. The pasuk says dafka shor aseh. Dalvehei is dafka on a shor aseh. L'chayra, kalayim is not a shor aseh. Is it a shor aseh or not? L'chayra, it's not. A kalayim is kalayim. So, what's going on over here? Something about kalayim. The case, let's say, kalayim here is a kafsa and a tayish. Kafsa is from the sheep family, and tayish is from, I think, from the goat family. So here, it's chayra, this is a case of kalayim, so it's not a seh. So what's going on over here? Kalayim sexiv, and this is not a seh. V'amur rava, zeh bona av, komok shem seh. There's a certain say in the Torah, this is a binyan av all over Shas. Eina Elo Hoytzias a Kalayim that says, Kamut Lafuki Kalayim. Seh means Davka Seh, not Kalayim. And we'll see what Rav is referring to later on in the Gemara. But he's referring to a drasha, that state in Pasuk Seh, that this is a binyan av, that every time it says Seh, it means not Kalayim. So Kasha is here by Dalvei, it says, Shor Seh. So Chayra, the Seh can't be kalayim. So why chayif for kalayim over here when it comes to dalvei? And for the Gemara, shani hacho domakro oy l'rabbi is a kalayim. Like we know, the pasuk before, the Gemara before says that the shor and seh in the parasha of dalvei is extra. It's the seh in the beginning of the pasuk and shor at the end of the pasuk is extra. Shor the seifa of a seh the reisha is extra. The oy also is extra. So the oy says yichayif for shor and seh. Oy is marbe kalayim. That's marbe that kalayim is chayiv for dalad v'hei. Afraid the Gemara, is that true? Is oy a ribui for kalayim? V'chol oy l'rabesu. V'atayim learned in a brisa. It says in a pasuk regarding a carbon. Shor oy chesef oy eiz. It says shor chesef eiz ki yevoleid v'yeshivas yom tachas imoy u'miyam eshvini v'holo yirotz l'karban isha l'Hashem. So it says in the pasuk that you bring a carbon from these behemoths. After 8 days, you could bring shivas yom tachas imoy. On the 8th day, you could really bring it for a carbon. So shor chesef prat lekalayim. That oy is coming to exclude kalayim. Oy is prat lenidma. It's coming to exclude nidma. Nidma is not kalayim. It comes from the sheep family, and it looks like a goat. So the halacha is that's pasul also from this meat. It's not kalayim. It's not like its parents. It's a different type of behemoth. It's called nidme. So these things, the Brisa says, oy is excluding kalayim, and oy is excluding nidme. So what do you see? Oy is not marbe kalayim. It excludes kalayim. So how can you say that by dalvehei it's coming to marbe kalayim? It's coming to exclude kalayim. How can oy be a riboy? Amarava hocham and yana de krava hocham and yana de krava. It depends in which side of the pasuk you're coming from. Hal gabe gneve de khsev shar isa. And don't want a shar isa. She at the yakol hoyte klein be name. A shar isa that the cannot you cannot have a child together, a shar isa. Why not? Rashi explains a shar is a behema gasa which has a 9-month pregnancy and a se a sheep is a behema daka which has a 5-month pregnancy. So a shar and se cannot have kalayim. So if it says shar isa, I really know that kalayim is not part of it. So then oy is coming to marbe kalayim because shor aseh can't have a child together. So we don't need to be mait kalayim. So there oy will tell you that's coming to marbe, coming to add kalayim. Hagar gnei k'siv shor aseh shi'at yachloi to kalayim neyem oy l'rabis kalayim. Gavi kochim the k'siv kesev eiz. This is shor kesev eiz. So there's this kesev and eiz, which is a sheep and a goat. There she'at yachloi to kalayim neyem. Is pasta kalayim between them? There, oil is lamayatu. There, oil is coming to exclude because there the pashas will be that kalayim is included. So oil is coming to say not. So Akapanim was saying, that's why, oh yeah, it depends. Depends on the pasuk. If it says, Sharisa, there oil be marba. If it says, Kesav Eiz, there will be might. Freit the Gemara, but the Kachim doesn't say just Kesav Eiz, it says Shar Kesav Eiz. But Gavi Kachim Nami, on top of Tafayin Chesav and Aleph, Gavi Kachim Nami Nemar, Shar Oy Chesav. Shayat Yachlai to climb him name. A Shar is a behemoth Gasa. Kesav is a sheep, is a behemoth Daka. And they can't have Kalayim between them. So Vinarbi, we should be Marba from that Oy. We should Marba Kalayim. So no, no, but the Seifa Lamayit, since Kesav Oy Eiz, is our karcha coming to Lamayit Kalayim. Reisha Nami Lamayit, so Reisha also is coming to Lamayit Kalayim. Or Mayit Nidbe, we have two psukim. Adarabba. Mid the Reisha Lerabba, say the opposite. Mid the Reisha Lerabba, since the Reisha Oy will be Marba Kalayim, say Vinarbi Lerabba. As much as it can be, why not? Hi, Mayit. If it's a miyut, who did tzurich shem yutid? That's when you two miyutim. The afagav the mayit kalayim, even though kalayim already is excluded, but you would think nidme, which is not a kalayim, even though it's different than the parents, but maybe that you could bring for a carbon. It's tzurich lamuti nidme. But eliyam with the rabbis. But if the first oy is being marba, trei ribuy lomli. Why two ribuyim? Hashta kalayim irabile irbile. If kalayim is mutva carbon, nidme v'boyi, you have to bring a reposik to nidme. So the Gemara says like this, that we had oy, we're saying by Shara said by Tava Chamachar, by Dalav, hey, it's Marbet. Why Shara Kesef can't have a climb together, so there it's Marbet. By Kachim, it's Mamayit, because Kesef Eis could have a climb between them. So oy is obviously Lamayit. The Gemara has what do you mean? It says Shara Kesef Eis. So Shara Kesef maybe is coming to Marbet. The Gemara says no, because if there'll be being Marbet, so then, so here, if being adding on something, so then why need two psukim? Because once you're marbe kelayim, so of course nidme would be included. Are you going to tell me, that's what it says. Now I'm going to tell you a Rashi b's kasha. Are you going to tell me, if you only said one ribuy, I would say it's only marbe nidme, not kelayim. It only goes up one step, it doesn't go up two steps to kelayim. How you know? So Rashi b's says, since shor oy kesef, what the drasha is gebayt, is built on, that shor oy kesef can't have a kelayim together, and that's coming to exclude kalayim because it's can't kalayim together. So the oy would be marbe kalayim. That would be the automatic outgrowth of that ribuy. And I wouldn't say nidme. So then it'll be kavachayim. We need the pasuk oy for nidme. So it must be we're saying it's a miyut. And if it's a miyut, we need two miyutim because you mamayit kalayim. Who said you mamayit nidme? Kamash v'lon you might nidme also. So the bottom line is, Agmar had a question: How could be chayiv by kalayim by davah? Hey, we said yeah. Oy is le rabbis.